Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, rock god Rick Maxa's here too, and we have Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing talking fishing, having a good time talking about the new Liberty and all the great boats out of Fisherman's Landing, and taking your phone calls and talking about Alaska, all kinds of
stuff. Yeah, man, we're having good times. We want to hear from you this morning. It's already been a busy morning. Phone lines are still packed up. It's been a great show, lots of great info, but another full hour coming your way. And like I said, we haven't even scratched the surface of all the cool stuff going on. You want to talk about charter boats. You want to talk about how to charter, time of year, things like that. We're so fortunate to have a guy like Carl in the studio with us. Not only all things landing, but also experience on the boats for a long time and lots of great information coming your way. If you want to be a part of the second hour, give us a call. First on our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or get us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only talking fishing, talking Liberty, we're giving away some free passes. Two lucky callers are each going to win a three-quarter day trip aboard the brand-new Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing coming up real soon here. That boat's going to be running. You're going to be the first guy in your block to have caught a bluefin or a yellowfin or a yellowtail or whatever great fishing going on board the Liberty. Two three-quarter day passes given away at the end of the show today.
All right.
And with that, it's time to find out what's going on. As promised, it's time for the Catch Report, and our FishDope.com report today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end your connection failures, get that Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna all the way to these record-sized 100- and 200-pound bluefins that are going on right now. And you know how important it is to be stealthy with those bluefins. There's nothing stealthier than the Sato Crimp Kit. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or Spectra to Fluorocarbon. Get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And we're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Carl. So we're starting the report off with your trivia for the day here, just, you know, to round things out a little bit. So the first day of summer, it's called the summer solstice, and when you get a full moon on the summer solstice, it's a rare event. It's called the strawberry moon. The last one was 1967. Next one is 2065. We had one this year, and you might be tested on this, so make sure you took good notes there. And I don't know if the fish cared at all, but once the weather came down, the fish floated up, and it's been game on again. Local islands are biting, guys. It's been really good fishing. Squid's still pretty easily available, and yellows, especially the sea bass, are loving that squid at Catalina Island. The word's out on what happened up backside west there, major slaughter up there yesterday and a few days previous. It always pains me when the limit goes to three, but, you know, whatever. Several of the other beaches are biting. Also, at Catalina, there's also a mix of yellows and some good grade sea bass on the bait grounds backside east. And then on the Farnsworth bank there, there's some big yellows that's been living there. And then for you guys that might be inclined to jump in and spear one, be aware that there's been a big white shark living there, too. So one of my diver buddies was telling me about it there. They had a throw at San Clemente Island. Good angling there also. Backside west and frontside middle is getting the most attention. Good fishing along the kelp lines, just like Catalina Island. Mix of yellows, good grade sea bass, as well as a pretty good sprinkle of big halibut over there. There's a lot of halibut to live at that island. Very good fishing at the islands right now, guys. Offshore, things are changing fast. You know, it's a little slower with the choppy weather last weekend. A lot of guys were all demoralized. You know, it's gone, it's over, you know, all that stuff. But the weather came down, fish floated back up, and things are looking really good right now. Flat, calm weather. The inner area is still a little slower. You know, stuff moved outside a little bit. There was some signal on the ridge yesterday, the 181, the 182, on some of that better grade bluefin tunas. and then more of the southwest, and this bodes very well for the yellowtail shootout. Man, there's been some world-class kelp fishing for the good grade yellowtails out there. Big scores yesterday, and then Danny just called me a little bit ago. The guys are getting them already this morning, so that's great for the tournament. And along with that yellowtail fishing out there, good signal on the tuna fish, both yellowfin and bluefin, including those tankers. You know, there's plenty of hundreds to 150s caught yesterday. Best fish was a 218 on a popper. And along with that, we got another player showing up here. Our first local marlin was caught on a skiff here off San Diego a couple days ago also. So,
whoa.
And our speed is shaping up, man. And
came on. June.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'll tell you what. Thanks to Mark and thanks to others out there. Fishdope.com. Danny keeps track of it. And you need to stay on fishdope.com to stay on where the fish are. Save $20 on a new membership right now. Getting a lot of calls in the office about, hey, what's that fishdope.com code? I need to get fishdope. Yeah, you do. Hook up now. One word, lowercase, no space. Hook up now. Saves you $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Mark?
Hey, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa, Chica, and Edinger. Phone number is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, I just want to back up what you said there. Danny's doing a fantastic job. They got a great rundown right now, all the numbers for the tuna and the yellows and all that stuff up on Fishdope. They're doing an amazing job for everybody.
I'll throw something in there, too. One last thing regarding Fishdope. You just heard from Drew on how important it was to have the SAC spotter plane up flying. The, you know, fish move. They got them on a new area. You get that same style of info. You know, they... Jason Ali and Danny have a fish dope spotter plane that flies multiple days a week, and that it's that kind of info that you're getting for so little price. I mean, it just puts you where you need to be. How could you fish offshore and not have it? It's another tool that you got to have.
Hey, thanks, Mark Wish. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right.
Let's head live now to the Tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard is on the line right now. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, gang. Good morning, Carl. How's it going?
Thanks for hanging in there, Mike. Sorry to leave you on hold there, but what's going on?
You know what? The ocean's starting to change around here quite a bit. We had very, very good fishing yesterday. A light group of guys, only 18 anglers. 42 nice grade yellowtail. We had a handful of yellowfin up to the mid-30 pound range and lots of bonito. Actually, I'm still a big fan of bonito, especially out of the RSW, but some of the bonito yesterday up into the 8 pound range as well. Bluefin, you know what, they're everywhere. Stopped on several spots here this morning. We did hook one. It was on for a very short period of time before it got lost. And then sat there and listened to Rick's advice about popping the popper. We stopped on a nice kelp and he had a nice big breezer bluefin on it. I got down there and I did everything he said, but I didn't catch one, so...
And what's wrong with that?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you got to walk.
That dope.
Yeah, you got to have the horseshoe, dog.
Yeah, man. I know the queen had a pretty good hit on those big ones yesterday, and we hooked a few. Really, really good sign of the smaller fish moving in. Lots of spots of that smaller grade yellowfin. Like you said, the yellowfin we caught yesterday were about 18 to 30 pounds, and starting to see a lot more of that smaller grade bluefin. Sounds like there's yellowfin down below, down in the 30 block, and they're moving on up. So, especially with this nice nice window of weather here, I think you're going to start seeing some better fish counts moving on in.
That's we're ready.
Awesome, Mike. Absolutely awesome. Sounds good. Like it's so nice to know that there's fish coming and fish in the future and fish biting right now. So, certainly sounds like there's some good fishing going on. What's up next for the Tribute? We got any opportunities to come fishing with you?
Tonight, we have a day and a half trip departing tonight. Very light load right now. We need a few more people to make it a go. Weather looks like it's going to be outstanding again here tomorrow. You have a chance of coming out and catching a cow bluefin. Really good, yellowtail fishing yesterday. We did let several smaller ones go, but a lot of the yellowtail under the mid-20 pound range, and like I called in last week, we had one yellowtail that went 45 pounds on a kelp. So there's some trophies out here.
Awesome. Well, certainly good fishing, Mike. We appreciate that. And, you know, next time you need a popper, just come on into Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We'll sell you the good ones at work. You had there. Mike, appreciate a great report, buddy. We sure appreciate you keeping us up to date. Wish you good luck. And, yeah, go fishing tonight. Light load and the fish are biting. Appreciate it, Mike.
Seaforthlanding.com.
No problem.
All right. Appreciate that. Speaking of Seaforth Landing, here's Marcos from Seaforth. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
What's up, Marcos? Good morning.
He just got the report from the Tribute there. Sounds like there's some good fishing offshore there. He said seeing some yellowfin, yellowtail, some bonito. Still a few bluefin in the count there. San Diego the same. Saw yesterday one bluefin, 70-pounder. So, you know, not seeing a lot of those 100, or I should say not boating a lot of those 150-pounders right now. But there's 70-pound bluefin on three-quarter days, nothing to scoff at there. So yellowtail and bonito on there. So good fishing on both those three-quarter days and those overnights. And definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our schedules up there for the three-quarter day, those 1 days. A few other trips mixed in there also. The half-day, finally starting to see some life for something besides rockfish there. They've had some yellowtail this week. They had a couple on Wednesday. They had six Thursday. They had a couple yesterday. Some calico bass showing up in there. A few bonito and barracuda in the mix also. Still very good bottom fishing with those rockfish, reds, sculpin, sheephead, other stuff on there. So lots of good fishing all around. The weather's great. And even when we get that, you know, 110-degree weather out in East County, more than welcome to come down and hang out with us in the Marine Lair there, go out to catch some fish, stop and get a Rock Cod Rick breakfast burrito. So lots of options for you. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Half day, twilight, three-quarter day, 1 day. There's some longer trips, 2 and 3 day trips up there. You can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383. You can even come down and visit, browse the tackle shop, and get out there fishing.
Marcos, great report. Same deal, man. I think that we're just on the verge of that great, great fishing that's going to carry us through the summer. I'm obviously, there's good fishing right now, but hearing that half day and three-quarter day and everything else is steadily going. Looks like we got another great week. Appreciate a great report, Marcos. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial with our Northern Baja Report. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thanks, Rick. Thank you very much.
Nothing like the summer solstice up in Alaska, huh?
You guys it was awesome.
It was cool.
Beautiful days.
Yeah, indeed.
So anyways, down in the Baja Norte, we've got a steady fishing up and down both coasts, starting down in Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion. Bay is full of life. Sardines are hatching everywhere. Bigger dogtooth snapper have moved in and hanging around. And today in that area, Punta Chivato has a tournament going on, so probably get a good report on whether the Dorado are stacking up in that area yet or not. Up at Cedros, we spoke to Jeff at Cedros Tackle the other day. He was out yesterday afternoon. I guess the yellowtail's been a little slower, but he got into some grouper up to 60 pounds, calicos up to 6 pounds, some 15-pound white sea bass have been hanging around, and there's rumors of some bigger ones being taken on mackerel. Haven't confirmed, but supposedly some bigger ones hanging around as well. At Bay of L.A., Joel from Joel Sport Fishing and Eco Tours reports yellowtail right inside the bay at the islands, up to 15 to 25 pounds. Also at Punta Las Animas, same thing, a little bigger there, a couple pounds bigger, but everything's right inside. Bait's easy to make. And they've been seeing a few more snapper in there in the Cabrillo fishing, a little hit and miss, but yellowtail are all you want. Bait's easy to find there. Up at San Quintin, they've got 15 to 25 pound yellows come back to the surface, some halibut around, rock fishing a little bit slower. Further up at Ensenada, good yellowtail at the islands, rock fishing steady, no problem making max or getting bait at the new bait receiver there. And up at Gonzaga Bay, top of the Sea of Cortez, Cabrillo, grouper, spotted bay bass fishing continues to be good. So lots of options up and down both sides, and heck, sounds like the fishing is everywhere from Cabo San Lucas.
Sounds like it's time to go fishing there. And it's time to, especially with what happened yesterday, and it's time to have a good guy watching over your money like Rick Jensen at Sport Fishing Financial. Rick, if somebody wants to talk fishing or finances, how do we find you?
On the web, sportfishingfinancial.com, or give me a call at 949-481-1807.
All right. Imagine you got a few phone calls yesterday.
Yeah, we got a couple from new clients, just a couple older clients, because, you know, we get people educated on what we're doing, how it works, and how evidence-based investing can be predictable, expected. Things like this are going to happen, and we endure them and keep money growing and head in the right direction.
That's it.
Way to do it, bro.
That's why you hang out with Sport Fishing Financial. Hey, Rick, thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, take care, guys.
All right.
That's going to wrap up our Catch Report today. Again, it was sponsored by Terrafin. Sea surface temperature charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. Now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you everywhere you go on your iPad, your iPhone, or any Android device. Just download the latest charts before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Mongo, calling us from out in Wisconsin this morning. Mongo, thanks for hanging in there with us.
You got it, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent.
Doing great.
Doing great.
Well, I have one little thing before I get into what I was called about. Joe Pfister passed away Sunday. He's known as Jig and Joe. We lost one of the good guys.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know either.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Jig and Joe.
He's a real dear friend of ours. Ray and I, he called me, and Lynn, send them all our condolences.
Sorry to hear about Joe. He was a big supporter of Let's
awesome,
Talk Hookup
awesome
back
dude.
In the day, and yeah. Just a good guy.
You guys should have warned me about Cedros. I didn't take my Wheaties with me.
Yeah, they pull hard down there.
Well, we were there. We got there Friday, and we unloaded and grabbed our basket. We're like, come on, we have a quarter day. Let's get out. So everybody went down foaming at the mouth, jumped on the boat, went out and chased Callies around. And they were kind of slow, so we said, let's go out and, it's stupid. Let's go up to Yellowtail with bass gear. Well, we paid for that. So we all caught Yellowtail, and then we came in, and, the last day we went over to, Natividad, or about an hour's run across
Natividad,
there.
Natividad, yeah.
And got into Calico. Rick, Pete, we caught over 130 Callies, let them go. I kept six, I think. But there was one caught that was a total slobopotamus.
Wow. That's such good fishing over there. Cedros Adventures does such a good job taking people fishing and having a good time down at Cedros Island. I believe we still have a couple of spots left on our Cedros Adventures trip in August. I know I talked to a couple people that were going to sign up. You can check that out on our website, hookup1090.com, on the trips page. You go with Ryan Christensen, our phone guy, which, by the way, today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Ryan.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
He took the day off, so Adam's manning the phones and the board today. Thanks, Adam, for that. And happy birthday to Ryan. If you want to go fishing with Ryan in August at Cedros Adventure and enjoy some of this, what Mongo's been talking about there, check out our website, hookup1090.com, cedrosadventures.com, the one place you want to go when you're going down to Cedros. And also, I might add, in Cedros, too, there's going to be a nice article in tomorrow's San Diego Union Tribune about Cedros Tackle, Jeff Mariani and his operation down there and how he founded Cedros Tackle and all that stuff and just about his life and his challenges down there at Cedros Island. So look for that. Bryce Miller is a great guy, wrote that article, and he traveled down there with us. So check that out in San Diego Union Tribune tomorrow morning. Thanks a lot for the call, Mongo.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Goldie. Goldie calling us from North Park this morning. Good morning, Goldie. Goldie.
Goldie. I guess we missed Goldie. Goldie is gone.
Goldie stayed on hold for a long time, too, so I'm sure he's going to be bummed. Well, let's jump back into the phones then, and this time we'll talk to Ed calling us from Mira Mesa. Ed, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. I've been listening about your Alaska trip, and I was just wondering, is rain gear supplied up there? And, you know, what about the fishing gear? Is there a rental fee? And are there any side trips that can be taken once you're up there?
As far as the gear, you literally do not need to bring anything. And I can assure you, Ed, I'm, working in a tackle store my whole life, and Carl will say the same thing. You know, we've been working there since we were in high school. Like, we're tackle snobs. And
Steve Pinard owns a tackle store.
Exactly.
He didn't bring a thing.
The gear is, it's phenomenal. I mean, you do not, it's one of the very few places in the world.
Even rain gear, you don't need it.
Yeah,
you don't need boots, you don't need rain gear. I like wearing my own boots.
Same. They provide boots for you if you want them, but I'm exactly the same. I bring my own boots, but they have slickers and bibs and all the tackle, all the everything. You truly do not need to bring anything other than your clothes. And just like any place that can be, our trip was a perfect example. Pete's always said, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute, because it's going to change. And that was the case. Our first day, was 20 knots, and it was cold, and it was rainy, and literally the next day, I was fishing in a pair of board shorts and a t-shirt. I mean, it's everything, so bring plenty of clothes. And as far as side trips, I mean, Pete would answer that better. I'm sure that they can assist you, but as far as being up there, it's very easy to do other things.
Yeah, you and your dad stayed an extra day. You just drove around town, and, you know, you can hike into Blue Lake. You can take a float plane and go have them land you on a lake somewhere.
Absolutely.
You'd want a guide, most likely, because there's a lot of bear on that island. So, and usually when you fly out, I mean, it's the highest concentration. Admiralty Island, where Rayless Cove is, and Baranof Island, where Sitka is, highest concentration of brown bear in Alaska on those two islands.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. But you never see them.
Ever.
Like, when we're going to Katmai, we'll see them. They'll be all over the place in the Katmai National Wilderness there. You just don't see them, but they're there.
Wow.
Right around
that,
right behind that bush where you're walking by.
Don't tell Dad that. Good thing.
So if you're going to go to the backcountry, you want to go with a guide.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a good idea.
But easy to do as far as side trips, Ed. There's a bunch. It's such a cool place. And just like Steve was saying, and us the same, it's so easy. I really hope you go for it. It's an awesome trip.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
Yeah, and if you call Kingfisher Charters, those guys live up there. They live it. They'll be able to guide you toward side
trip. Whatever side trip you might want to pull.
Now,
off,
keep in mind, there's only, is it 12 miles of road in Sitka?
I think it's 12 miles from one end to the other and like 22 miles of road now. But, you know, it might be all the way up to 24.
Yeah, but there's only 12 miles of, there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
Unless you go on the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's also, that's another thing, too. They have ATV tours that to put you on the water and stuff like that. So there are options among that 12 miles. And then thousands and thousands of miles of waterway.
Yeah, you'll dig it, man. It's a great spot.
Yeah, it is a great spot. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more questions. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay. With something for everyone, Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
The giant Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay is hard to miss. Right in the middle of Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and more, including a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check the latest from Hobie, the Eclipse, taking fitness out of the gym and onto the water. Test a new Eclipse kayak or stand-up paddleboard free right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com. No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the vast capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
XSBRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, right.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, it's happening a week from today. Can you believe that?
I'm ready, man.
July 4th
I'm
weekend, next weekend, and July 2nd, we're going to be at Mossy Ford on Mission Bay Drive in Pacific Beach, and it's your next chance to qualify for the big grand prize, a four-night fishing package for one at the world-famous Katmai Lodge in Bristol Bay, Alaska.
Crazy.
This place. Yeah. We're going in July. You'll be going with us in July of 2017 if you're the winner, and includes a round-trip ticket from Anchorage from San Diego to Anchorage on Alaska Airlines. Hey, you know, Alaska's flying nonstops to great fishing destinations like Costa Rica, Hawaii, Puerto Vallarta. Sign up for award-winning mileage program. Click on the Alaska Air banner on the front page of their website, hookup1090.com. We have that Alaska Air banner. Take you right there. You got to sign up for that. The best in the business, no doubt about it, the award-winning Alaska mileage plan. Hey, you can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's a great four-pack there out of Dana Landing. Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. The prize cowboy is going to be there with a ton of great stuff just for showing up. And don't forget, whether you make that cast or not, you'll have a chance to win all the grand prizes, including that trip to Katmai Lodge on Alaska Airlines. Check the guest page at hookup1090.com for rules and details on the trip. See ya Saturday, next Saturday, a week from today, at Mossy Ford. Great guys. That's over there, Owen and the gang, just fantastic people right there in Pacific Beach, right off I-5 at Mission Bay Drive. Next Saturday, we'll see you there.
All right, can't wait. Hey, let's jump into the phones. The phones are literally packed full. Every single phone line is full. Why don't we start it off with RC, who looks like he's calling from Fisherman's Landing.
Fisherman's Landing?
Yeah, that's
what is this,
Carl's
somebody
spot.
You work with,
what's
Carl?
Up, RC?
Oh, what's up, dude?
What's up,
dude?
How's it going, man?
It's going good. What you got for us?
My question's for Carl. So, hey, Carl, you there?
I am.
How's it going, man? So, I hear you've been getting out fishing lately. How you been doing out there, and what you been using?
Oh.
Well, my last go around. There's a little smack talk.
Is it?
He should know. He was with me. We drove around the Pacific Ocean for 170 miles.
170 miles.
We went on with Nick Boone from the tackle shop, and unfortunately we did strike out there.
Oh, Boone guy's always good.
He is.
So you shut his bike down is what he's saying.
You could, I'll take the blame for it. I have no problem with that.
There's one thing I can assure you that happens at Fisherman's Landing Tackle all the time. All the guys fish a bunch, and that is just smack talk central for sure. So, like, you want to catch every bit as much because it's all of our favorite thing. Everybody wants to go and have a good time fishing, but every bit as much you want to make sure, because if you don't connect, you know something like this is going down the second you get back. Word gets out if you blanked, and you get a hard time from all the boys for sure.
Yeah, it happens.
RC, what's it really like working with the legendary Carl Schmidt?
You know, it's pretty cool. He's actually a cool guy, but like we said, we all talk a lot of smack down here, so, you know, I had to give him a rib or two real quick.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks.
What
for
comes around
us.
Goes around. It's all good. We all have our.
We'll get it back, right?
Yeah. Well, the office guys all have to deal with that. I mean, the tackle store, you know, us guys in the tea shop, and we don't ever miss. You know what I mean? Like, we always connect. So we would know
not.
What it's like what Carl's
not.
Like to swing and miss. But I'm sure I'm sure that it happens for, you know, guys like office guys. It happens, for sure.
Of course. Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks
RC.
A lot for the call, RC. Appreciate that.
Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. They are packed up. How about we talk to Matt? He's calling us from Newport this morning. What up, Matt? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm going on a day and a half, or 2.5 day, July 1st. What can I expect? And also, my flat falls got some major abuse last year, and it's time to change out the hook. Should I go with a single replacement or put the double hook on?
On the 2.5 day trip, beginning of July, you could expect that big bluefin still to be around. I'm sure that yellowfin's starting to move in. You heard Drew from the Pacific Queen talking about how they had 23 the other day of that yellowfin. That smaller bluefin's going to start, looks like it's starting to move in and starting to want to bite a little more. Expect that. Probably some good weather. Great yellowtail fishing up and down the coast. It doesn't matter if you're fishing, it sounds like from Catalina all the way down to San Martin and everything in between. So there's no lack of fish. I would have probably some 25-pound outfits all the way up to the 60-pound outfit. And you could definitely get your hooks replaced here at the shop. You know what? I think half the guys are replacing them with just like the standard hooks they come with. And I'd say a lot of guys are replacing them with like that 8-0 or 7-0 owner Aki twist hook type of style. It seems both ways are pretty effective.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
I got a question kind of based on what he was saying. He was saying he's going on a 2.5 day. How about charters this year? I mean, obviously, with crazy good fishing that we had last year, I'd have to guess there was an increase. If somebody still wants to do the private charter route, is there still opportunities, or is this late in the day? Are you out of the game? And what's the opportunity if somebody wants to do their own deal on one of the boats?
There's still definitely an opportunity from any of the boats there. Weekends would probably be pretty hard, but midweek still get you out on there. We do have boats from 55 feet all the way up to 90 foot that you could charter anything from 12 guys all the way up to 30 guys or 37 guys. So weekends would be tough, but you definitely could get out on midweek no problem finding a charter, especially maybe like on the Fortune or the Bluefin or something like that. Even the Liberty, lots of charter dates available on the Liberty. Liberty could do anything from a 3/4 day. I mean, he is our go-to 3/4 day boat, but if someone wanted to charter the boat for something a little longer, you can. It's got bunks, hot showers, and everything like that. So that's
How are the bunks going to work on an open party 3/4 day on the Liberty? How do you do that?
Basically, how that's going to happen, you're going to make a reservation. You come down when you check in on the boat.
So can you reserve a bunk before you get down there?
We're still going to try to work that out. We haven't got the final details there. Okay. We don't think we're going to take reservations on that.
Okay.
Just because we're going to see how it goes the first couple trips or maybe see how it works. But you get down there, you drive down from Long Beach or L.A. or something like that. It's like, man, I just drove 3 hours. And you know how it is. You go on a 3/4 day boat. It's probably a good hour and a half or 2 hours before you start fishing. Hey, $5 gets you a bunk. They have 42 bunks on the boat.
So cool.
Crash out for an hour and a half, get up, start fishing, eat your breakfast, and you're fishing.
You have an assigned bunk when you check in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So they'll give you a bunk and a bunk number, and it costs you $5 for a bunk. If you don't want it, great. You don't have to pay for it.
Right.
But if you want to crash out on the way out there and on the way home, you know that even sometimes that ride home could be even a little longer than you got a long ride home. Catch a couple hours of sleep in the bunk, and you're good to go.
Total new deal. RSW fish hold.
Two brand new one-ton RSW fish holds. They got two of them on there, 2 tons worth.
Huge bait capacity.
Huge bait. I was talking to them yesterday. They think they could get 300 scoops.
Oh, get out of here.
On the boat. I mean, I was looking at the
long
bait
range
tank.
Style.
It's huge. Yeah.
Seriously.
Giant bait tanks on the boat. There's going to be no shortage of bait on
that. And the
boat.
Boat's fast, too. I mean, Liberty is a fast-moving boat, which is a big deal when it comes to, especially this offshore 3/4 day fishing, when you got to run some distance. That Liberty, she smokes.
Yeah, two brand new engines on there. They're only a couple years old. Cruise at 13 knots if she needs to.
Whoa.
Fast boat, all new electronics, top-of-the-line stuff, new galley. If the guys are coming down from the Long Beach area where the boat's been for quite a while now, and they came down, they would not recognize it. The boat used to, like, in the galley only sit about 8 or 10 people. Now they could sit 32 people comfortably.
In the galley.
In the galley.
Wow. And the heads are done long-range style where the heads are at the back of the house. They're inside, you know. If you're running back, you don't need to.
You don't have to go if there's weather. You don't have to go running outside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nice. Beautiful All right. Boat. Well, let's jump back into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Brett? He's calling us from Winchester this morning. Hi, Brett. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's good to hear. All we need to bring is our boots up to Kingfisher. But I had a question about what setups are you using up there to catch the halibut and salmon?
Well, there's a lot of different options. I would say the gear on the boat that I fish on, the Mackay with Simon, his halibut rigs are there's Southern California tuna style rods, you know, CalStar rods. And the reels are Shimano Talica 25s.
Nice.
Which are, they're awesome. I mean, that reel is a difference maker for sure. It's fast and very torquey and very nice. So Talica 25s with 80-pound Spectra is our halibut bait fishing gear. for halibut jigging, which is my favorite thing to do. We have Calstar Graphiter 700 heavies, and we're using a Shimano Tranks with 65-pound power. But this is the first year of using the Tranks. We'd always use Trinidad 30s before that, both of which are awesome. The Trinidad 30's been the staple and probably the most torque he really could use. This year was the first time he had a Tranks on board, which was really nice, having the level lined and just kind of not having to deal with it. So that's the jigging outfit, is a Tranks and a 7-foot rod. And then salmon fishing, we use just a standard 8-foot parabolic 896 salmon rod and a Takoda 600, I believe, is the 500. And that's the gear. So, you know, it would be similar to gear that you'd fish yellowtail with, just kind of downsize a little bit for the salmon, and then halibut would be kind of similar to your you know, tuna gear that you'd go catch 60 to 100 pound tuna.
And I fish with Heath Bone on the Intrepid, and very similar gear, pretty much the same. You have the level one Shimano rods and reels with salmon rods, and then the two speed tuna gear,
big
basically
reels. Yeah,
for
yeah.
fishing the deep water halibut and cod and ling cod and all that stuff.
And every boat up there provides quality yeah. gear.
It's, I mean, there. It's the each one of these are individual owned boats.
Correct.
They work for Kingfisher, but these guys own their own operation. So it's up to them to provide the gear and provide the quality of the boat. And Kingfisher only has the best ones in the fleet.
That,
if something drops below their level, they go to another lodge.
Yeah, Kingfisher is the top of them out there. So, I mean, it means something to work for those guys. So their boats are top-notch. Their captains and crews are top-notch. The gear is top. It's the spot.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Brad. Have a great trip to Alaska.
All right, why don't we jump right back into the phones and talk to Doug calling us from Montebello this morning. Doug, thanks for hanging in there with us.
I got like two questions now. As far as the Maximus goes, it's not here no more. So you guys get another boat to replace that one? And two, for that popper, is it similar to the same principle that you would be fishing with a bubble and fly, like for trout?
Carl, word on the on Maximus and Keith getting a new boat?
You know what? I just talked to Keith yesterday. Investigation for Coast Guard is about done there. He's just waiting on the insurance stuff. He is looking at another boat. Hopefully, he doesn't have a due date or anything like that, but he's going to have another boat up here and running very soon. He's hoping to have more information in the next week or two. But, yeah, hopefully we're going to have the boat back at the landing. I'm not sure exactly when he'll be up and running, but he's on it. He's going to have another boat, still the same operation he has. Ultra limit load style fishing with very limited people on the boat, and fish in San Diego during the summer months and back down in PV during the winter and fall. So look for some news on that in probably the next week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks. He's very close on getting something done here. Just waiting for basically dot all the I's, cross their T's, and before they make the announcement.
Fly in a bubble? No, it's not like that.
Not
sorry,
at all.
Doug. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. How about we jump right back in and talk to Richard calling from Monrovia. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, two-parter. First is a theory on those bluefin that have the eggs in them. Possibly those tuna pins are changing the cycle of the fish and how they act. And then the other question I have is, I'm just got laid off and I'm looking for some lower price trips someplace, either Baja with my kayak or Northern California. Any suggestions?
Egg wise, you'd have to talk to a scientist. You know, they have seen some eggs in some of the fish, unusual because they don't usually breed until they're 200 plus pounds, but then again, seen a lot of big fish around.
Yeah.
So they may be the breeders. Maybe they're new breeding grounds here.
As far as the pens changing their cycle, I can't see it. Yeah, I don't think that would be a case. I mean, is anything possible? Sure, but I don't think so. I just think that they, you know, sometimes the fish aggregate around the pens because they're a big floating thing, and big floating things hold bait and they hold fish and things like that. But I don't think that's really the case. And the majority of the fish that we're catching aren't anywhere near where the holding pens are even at. So
my
guess not so much.
And as far as fishing in northern Baja, I check out Ensenada. They have a lot of lower price options. When we were down there with the Sport Fishing Association a couple weeks ago, the head guy that runs all the fishing boats down there was with us, and there's some very good options down there in Ensenada and beyond. So what I would do is check out the Sport Fishing Association of California website, calsportfishing.org, and look for their Mexico links, and they should have some good information for you on fishing in northern Baja. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, David and Encinitas, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, David.
Good morning, David.
had two questions. I'm using 65-pound PowerPro. What size liter and pound test do you recommend for my popper to my PowerPro, and do you recommend using just normal mono, or would you recommend using fluoro?
What do you think, Carl?
I would probably go with a 40-pound or 50-pound, depending on what reel it is. And that would be – I like casting mono myself more than the fluorocarbon. Fluorocarbon seems to be a little stiffer and doesn't cast as well as, like, a regular traditional monofilament or a copolymer like the P-Line or the Triple X or something like that. So then you could always add on that, like Rick was talking about, 18 to 24 inches of heavier fluorocarbon for your – abrasive-resistant leader there or something like that.
It's a reaction bite, so you don't need to worry about the fish seeing the line. They're going to see the lure. So fish, you could fish 400-pound, probably it wouldn't make any difference,
yeah.
Right?
I just fish the. I mean, I fish a ton of 130-pound Seaguar Premier for long-range fishing, so that's what I happen to have a lot of at the house, so that's what I use. And that's the only reason, because I have it in abundance.
Yeah.
Anything heavy is good.
Yeah, and whatever you can cast comfortably, 40 to 50-pound would be a good choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Until you hook that 200-pounder.
Oh, yeah. And then it's a little bit of work, right, Rick? 50-pound just sucks.
Yeah. that's a good call.
Perfect ring,
and you
yeah.
know, one thing that I'll remind you of, on a previous show, Let's Talk Hookup, we heard Captain Ryan Botchin from the San Diego talking about the guys fishing the straight Spectra, which is what I do. I fish straight Power Pro
Same.
To my popper, but I'm on a smaller boat. When you're on a larger boat and you have some weather and the boat's rolling, Captain Ryan Boschin said he really likes that 100 feet of 40 to 50-pound monofilament.
You really do need that stretch. So when the boat goes up and the fish goes down and you got straight Spectra, there is no give unless you're fishing a little softer rod or drag. But you know how fishermen are. They don't fish lighter drag.
You're not going to pull as many hooks
correct.
By using something with stretch.
You need some shock there.
Yeah, there you go. Hope that helps you. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about we jump back in and talk to Sam? He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I actually had two questions. One was for the poppers. Are you fishing like a 20 size reel or like a 40 narrow? I saw some guys rigging the poppers with like cable, like a light cable. Is do you think that would work too?
Was that Dart rigging with cable? No, I'm just kidding.
like Pete was saying, it's a reaction bite. I mean, they're not looking at what's tied on to the front of that jig. I mean, could you use that? Absolutely. I'm sure you could use some single-strand or multi-strand wire if you wanted to help have that abrasive resistance there or something like that. Right. Wire, yeah, but I definitely like how we've been rigging the with the 100 or 130-pound fluorocarbon there, the Premier Seaguar there. I like that. Just, I don't know why. Just what we've been doing is a.
You like to crimp or tie?
Crimp. I'm more of a crimper than a tire. For 60 pound or 80 pound, you get away with tying a knot, no problem. But you get in that 100, 130 pound class line, it's much better to crimp.
Really? And do you put anti-chafe on the lure?
Yeah, the little chafe tubing we've been using, I've gotten away from the springs. I don't use too much of the springs anymore. The clear tubing works really well. I haven't seen any problems with that. I think that's what most of the long-range boats have gone to. I think that's what Rick uses for the most part in the shop. That's what we rig with majority of the time is that clear tubing.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about Jeff in Costa Mesa up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Rick and Pete.
Morning,
Jeff.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Carl's helped me many a time in that pro shop too there with you, Rick.
No doubt.
Hey, I was wondering how far away are you getting to cast, or how far can you cast your plug? I know you can cast them a million miles, but in reality, how far away do you have to be in front of the school to be able to get that plug to them?
That's the key on the
million-dollar question.
Yeah.
You have to be as far away as you possibly can and still be able to hit the spot. You know, and that's a distance that is forever changing.
So that's why you decide whether you're going to fish a 10-foot rod and absolutely kill yourself if you hook a big one like Ricky did, or you fish a 7-foot rod and have a chance to pull on them
yeah.
a little harder.
It's a question that has too many variables because every spot is different. You know, when a spot has a meatball pushed up really tight and you roll up on it and you can see the brown spot of anchovies, you can usually drive right on top of those things and have no problem. But when it's a spot of turns and they're real quick and they splash a couple times and they're back down, they're moving around, those ones, you slow the RPMs of the boat down, boom, they're back down again. So there unfortunately just isn't an answer. You want to be able to fish with a good rod and reel that you can cast as far as you comfortably can and still pull on a big one and hope that that distance is far enough that those fish will allow you to get close enough to get a shot.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Just about 30 seconds left for Don and Temecula. You have a quick question, Don?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I do. So me and a few of my buddies want to come down to San Diego and rent a couple skiffs just to go out and mess around before we go out tuna fishing. Can you give me some info, like where we can rent one and where's a good spot to go hang out?
Well, Dana Land in Mission Bay would be your best choice. And Dana and Mission Bay is such a great
perfect
venue because it's smaller than San Diego. San Diego Bay, you get in San Diego Bay, and there's a lot going on in that bay. And a lot of places. Now, you can go down to South Bay and rent at Lowe's Coronado. They have skiffs down there. But Dana Landing and Mission Bay would be your best choice, right?
Yeah, no doubt. You can go in and see Johnny or any of the guys in the tackle store at Dana Landing Market. Those guys are experts when it comes to the bay. They know the tides, the size of baits, the lures. It's inexpensive. They got the full deli. You can pick up your lunch there. If you're looking for a day, like before you go tuna fishing, Don, no question. That's the spot.
And Dan and Johnny will tell you where the fish are.
Exactly.
Sell you the stuff that works in that bay. And I can almost guarantee you're going to catch fish if you do that.
No doubt.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, have a great trip. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on the Liberty. We're giving away two free passes. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner going fishing aboard the Liberty, 3-quarter-day trips at a Fisherman's Landing, going to George in Chula Vista and David in Encinitas. Guys, congratulations. I can tell you, getting to watch the construction of Liberty, you are going to be so stoked on that new ride.
Such a great operation. I want to thank Adam for covering the phones and the board today in Ryan's absence on his birthday. Happy birthday, Ryan.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
Tomorrow morning. And, Carl, great job. Fisherman's Landing, the spot, Liberty, and all the great boats running out of Fisherman's Landing, top of the line. How do we get a hold of you who want to go fishing?
Give us a call at 619-221-8500 or fishermanslanding.com for all the schedules from our normal open party boats. The Pacific Dawn has a few open party trips, the Prowler, the Queen, the Condor, Islander. Even the Searcher has a couple open party trips on our website also, and the Supreme. So give
Claire
us a call.
Stream, yeah.
Yep. Give All us right. a call and get out there and go fishing.
Yeah, and you can book right online.
Right online.
Yeah. Check the full and schedule there, fishermanslanding.com.
Look for our new website coming up.
Oh, ooh, very sweet. Good. All right. Exciting. And don't forget to mark your calendar 1 week from today at Mossy Ford on Mission Bay Drive and Pacific Beach for our great live remote. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here in the Mighty 1090 Studios. Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing is going to be here. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here on the Mighty 1090.